Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Glad you're with me today. On the 11th of August, I want to say thank you to all of my podcast listeners. We love you so much, and we appreciate all of you. So many of you have reached out to us over the years, and particularly the last few months. I've been really just overly blessed. I get, that's probably a kind of a dumb adverb to put in front of blessed, but you're blessed or you're not. But I mean, I've been blessed to meet people who have been impacted by this podcast who had never reached out. Some of you have been listening for a long, long time, and we get to come into these communities and do meetings at homes or whatever and churches, and people have come up to me lately and say, I've listened for months or I've listened for X amount of years and never reached out. Just wanted to tell you what an impact you're making. Man, that is such a blessing to hear that we're making an impact in lives and that this has become an important part of your life. And I'm humbled in the way that a man should be humbled, where you think you are doing something and then you realize, or you hope you're doing something, and then you realize that it's the Spirit doing this work through you that you could never really do, and that should put you in your place pretty quick. Thank you. For those of you who are helping us with your financial support, an extra thank you, because you make this so much easier. You make our existence that much freer in being in the financial stress of it all. And I want to say thank you, because some of you give faithfully every single month. It helps make our budget happen, and you have it taken out of your account or a credit card or a PayPal or whatever. And some of you sit down and write checks and you send them to our post office box. Whatever way you do it, I say thank you. Some of you give a little bit, some of you give a lot, some of you give occasionally, but you're making it happen. For those of you who have never, this is not a plea, but I would ask you to ask the Holy Spirit, if this is impacting you, what might you be able to do to help us take the gospel? What are we really doing? I got this response from someone the other day who actually reviewed our podcast, which I'd love for you to do as well. Go on Apple Podcasts and rate and review Paul White Ministries. And someone responded, and I didn't see it for months because I don't see those too often, but they responded that I didn't realize how much grave clothes I was bound in until I began listening to this podcast and having liberty brought into my life. And I thought that was a great way to say it. It's a way I like to say it, grave clothes being removed from resurrected people. You are resurrected by the life that is in Christ. And that life that is in Christ is in you. And when you wake up to that reality and awake to righteousness, to use a Corinthian term, when you awake to righteousness, sin loses its appeal, vice loses its appeal, even this world loses its appeal as you begin to consider the source of who you are and the foundation of your identity. Well, speaking of the foundation of your identity, I took a few minutes there today to do that. I just wanted to do that. I try to do that every few weeks. But speaking of the source of your identity, we arrive at a text today that is one of the identity texts of the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 6:11, fresh off the heels of telling the Corinthian church to really reconsider this practice of Christians suing Christians in secular court. Couldn't you allow yourselves to be cheated? Don't you know that these unrighteous people you're going to court in front of, none of them have the same inheritance you have? They don't inherit the kingdom like you do. I mean, look at their lives. Look at how they are living, and look at who they are. And then to not only establish his point, but to reestablish the identity of his Corinthian audience, he says this great 11th verse, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Now, there's a lot of good theology in verse 11, and we're going to unpack it over the next few days. But for today, for the next few minutes, I want you to concentrate on the first sentence of 1 Corinthians 6:11, "And such were some of you." What is Paul trying to say? Well, he has just given you a list of the kinds of people that don't inherit the kingdom. And then he contrasts the Corinthian people, a people who are sectarian, a people who are suing one another, a people who have sexual immorality in their midst. And rather than saying to them, you guys are about to forfeit the kingdom with your sin, you guys are screwing up. No, instead he says, you are not what you used to be. You've been acting like it. This taking your believers to court in front of secular judges could be considered something you would have done. Such were some of you. You used to be these things. Paul's not denying that they still sometimes do these things because people still do things. But what Paul's denying, and by him denying, he wants them to deny it, is he's denying that it identifies them, that it is who they are. Such were some of you. Listen to what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12:2. We won't get there for a while. That's six chapters later. Paul says, you know that you were Gentiles, carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. This is an interesting verse. We'll dig in when we get there, and it'll be a while, but you know that you were Gentiles. A little bit of a mistranslation. You know that when you were Gentiles, and he means by that, you were identified as non-Jews. You followed these silent, mute, voiceless idols, however you were led. There's a point back. Notice he's pointing backward at what they used to be. And so the "and such were some of you" is a reference to people who had lived in a manner. The Corinthian church is not entirely Gentile. There's a lot of Jewish people among the believers in the Corinthian church. They would have been less identified as fornicators and idolaters, etc. It said you wouldn't have called a Jew an idolater because that idolatry wasn't a part of their religion. It was a part of the Gentile experience. So Paul's really just listed off a bunch of stuff Gentiles are a part of. And he says, such were some of you. This is what you used to be. I think even to this day, in the message of grace and the gospel, we need to be reminding people that they are not what they used to be. And in many cases, they are not even how they're acting. By pointing out that they are not how they are acting, it's a stepping stone on the road to understanding how you would act if you knew who you were. Let me say that better. By pointing out to people that they are not the way they're acting, they're better than that. They're identified as a son. That's a stepping stone on the road to getting people to live out in the earth who they really are. And that's where Paul is going. We start to break down this, you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. We start that work tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.